What we've got here is as we're doing some work in the chambers, they came upon some asbestos and sort of halts them from moving ahead on the project they're doing there. Carla, could you give us a little bit of background on this?
Yes, thank you, Senator Stevens. As we're the Legislative Affairs Agency, we have several things going on the second floor and the chambers this interim. And while the Legislative Affairs Agency was doing the demolition in the chambers, they came upon a small amount of asbestos, which in an old building sometimes that happens. So it requires an abatement contractor, and those people are specialized to be able to do that. And we need to get that project done so we can go on with the lighting and the fire alarm sprinkler system and some wiring. So we used the practical competition procurement, which is in our legislative procurement code, and there were two companies that we were aware of that were in Southeast that can do this kind of work. We got two bids from them, and the lower one was Absolute Environmental Services, and we are seeking your approval for that action, and Don Johnston, building manager, is also online if you have particular questions.
Thank you very much, Carla. And Don, so this is totally unexpected, I guess, huh?
Senator Stevens, yes, that's correct.
Well, okay. Lida, are you on by any chance?
I am.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us, Lida. So we have Gene Terrio, Johnny Ellis, yourself, Lida Green, John Cowdery, and myself. So we have a full complement of the Rules Committee. And as you heard from Carla, they were doing some work on the ceiling and unfortunately found some asbestos that is really mm-hmm. keeping them from moving ahead with the rest of the project. Anybody have any questions of Carla or Don or Jan?
No.
Nope. Gary, this is Gene Terrio.
Yeah, Gene.
The scope of the work, is it all in the ceiling and putting in the new sprinklers? Is that where the problem was discovered?
Through the chair, Senator Terrio, this is Don Johnston, building manager of Legislative Affairs. That's correct. It's the ductwork has tape on it that has asbestos in both the House and Senate chambers. There's approximately 60 to 70 lineal feet of pipe insulation in the Senate chambers. Currently, the abatement is holding up a lighting project, a ceiling project, a sprinkler project, a fire alarm project, and a rewiring project through IS.
And what's the I'm sorry, I know there were some documents, I just don't have them right here in front of me, the expected cost of this abatement work?
Through the chair, Senator Terrio, the low bid was Absolute Environmental out of Anchorage, Alaska for $38,500.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. Carla, could you help me understand? I mean, this is an LAA project, and of course, we're meeting now as the Rules Committee. I assume the problem is that to bring the Legislative Affairs Committee together is a much tougher task. Is that right?
Actually, what it is that the lighting project is actually because it's the chambers would become something that is more of a Rules Committee thing. The other projects are actually through Ledge Council. And because you're right, it is easier to have a Rules Committee meeting right now, and we need to act immediately. So that's why we decided to approach the Rules Committee, because they often approve things that happen in the Capitol building.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. And the funding is, we've got the funding. That's not an issue.
The funding is not an issue. This will come out of the session expenses component, and there's sufficient funds to do this.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody have any further questions we need to cover?
Are you ready for a motion?
Yes, I am, John.
I move that the Senate Rules Committee approve award of a contract to Absolute Environmental Services, Inc. to perform asbestos abatement in both chambers in the amount not to exceed $38,500.
Okay, thank you, John, for making that motion. Is there any objection to that motion?
No.
Okay, nope. Then I assume we have unanimous approval, and so we've approved that. Carla, anything else we need to do at this meeting?
I Well, actually, I know that when it's a legislative council meeting, if you're on teleconference, you actually have to call the roll call for a vote. And I'm not sure if that's, but I would think that that would be a correct the way to proceed here too.
Okay. Good point, Carla. I appreciate that. Katrina, would you call the roll?
Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Terrio?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Cowdery?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries 5-0.
Okay, so it passes 5-0. Thank you very much, Katrina. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to come on to the audio conference. It's really important that we move ahead on this, so I appreciate your all being there. Anything else anybody has to say? Well, get out there and enjoy the rain. Thanks so much.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.